And you're very welcome back to Tuesday's Kilkenny Today here with Eugene Doyle until 6. Now, it's time for our weekly astronomy spot as we welcome back David Moore, who is the editor of Astronomy Ireland's Astronomy Ireland magazine. David, how are you?
Fantastic. Very excited after last week.
Good. Now, okay, we're going to try and get through as many of these things as we can in the time we have. But I want to go, first of all, to the space chase that you saw last Friday. Do you want to tell us a little bit about space chase? What is a space chase?
Well, we have the International Space Station blazing across the sky with astronauts on board. There were 7 last week, and 4 more joined it on Saturday when they launched a new SpaceX Dragon craft up. And that's actually bringing back tonight the 2 astronauts who have been, in quotes, stranded on the space station after their Boeing craft last June didn't perform exactly as expected, shall we say. A bit of controversy whether they're stranded or not, but they've certainly been up there a lot longer than they expected. So every day around sunset, so in the next hour or so, we post what time to see the space station flying over. We've been doing that for decades. But if there's anything interesting, like a space chase, we add that in, and we warned everybody on Saturday night, go out and look up for the space station and see if there's a craft next to it in the sky. I was lucky enough to get a clear break before it rained, and there was this little fainter craft, easily visible to the naked eye, following about 10 seconds behind the space station. The space station is the brightest thing in the sky when it flies over. So that's a space chase. They were chasing it due to dock later that evening, which they did successfully, and they transferred over the crew. And you could see all this happening in the skies above Ireland.
Yeah.
A very rare treat. 1, to have a space chase. 2, to have a clear sky.
And did you get some pictures, David?
My camera malfunctioned on me at the last minute.
Oh, for heaven's sake, David.
To focus. Trying to get the focus, it wouldn't, so I gave up. I thought, I'm just going to enjoy it.
Now, am I right in saying, David, that the nearest thing to a space chase that we would be familiar with down here, closer to Earth, but still in the sky, is when aircrafts refuel in midair?
Yeah, probably. But, of course, that happens much lower down, about 10 kilometres above the ground at most, whereas the space station is 400 kilometres up, and they're travelling at, is it Mach 15 or Mach 20? About 17,000 miles an hour, nearly 30,000 kilometres per hour across the sky. And the rendezvous of those two craft is a very delicate operation at those kind of speeds.
Now, David, I could have murdered you last Friday. I could have murdered you if I had my hands on you last Friday. I could have murdered you because I got up to watch lunar eclipse. And, of course... Of course, you could not just get the clouds clear for me in the sky around Thomastown in Kilkenny. You just couldn't do it. And I said to myself, what am I after doing? I'm after getting up to look at this especially. But anyway, you saw it and you got some amazing photographs as well, didn't you?
Yeah, and the murdering should really go to the Met Office, Met Aaron, rather than Astronomy Ireland. Because the eclipse happened, and I've got pictures to prove it.
I saw them, and amazing experience, I'd say.
Yeah, absolutely. The northern half of the country had lots of clear skies. We had fantastic photographs in from all the way over on the west coast in Galway and Mayo to the east coast, especially across Northern Ireland, which seemed to have the best clear skies. Unfortunately, people further south from sort of Dublin down, even Louth perhaps, they got clouds, and a bit deeper down, they got rain. But that's always the way. Somebody's going to get a clear sky. To have all of Ireland totally clear is an extremely rare thing to happen. And this is the great thing about having a magazine covering the whole island. You know, if somebody gets a clear patch, they can share their photographs with everybody else in the country. And there'll be a packed issue in the April issue going to the printers later this week that will have pictures from all over the country. The Irish pictures. There were lots of pictures from around the world, but we want the Irish ones. I was lucky enough myself, about an hour into the eclipse, the sky totally cleared. And then it stayed clear right the way down to the horizon, which is practically unheard of. I'd have been happy with a glimpse, but I got probably an hour and a half, 2 hours of watching this eclipse.
Yeah.
And I just stood there in awe.
Yeah.
Absolutely astounding.
See, and I wouldn't have murdered
you. Into the earth out for an hour and a half.
And I wouldn't have murdered you, really, because I was glad I actually got up, because if I hadn't seen it, I would have been even more excited coming on this program today as well, David. So thanks for telling us about it. Now, we said we'd talk about this next thing this week, because the next big event is the deep solar eclipse on March the 29th. What can people expect to see, and what safety tips would you give to those planning to observe it?
Yeah, of course, March is amazing. Two eclipses in the 1 month from Ireland. One of the moon just passed, and the next one coming up Saturday week, the 29th, the last Saturday of the month, the night the clocks go back. Spring forward, for summertime. That's helped you to remember it. And it happens at a much more convenient hour, 10 a.m. till noon, on a Saturday morning as well. So no getting up at 4 o'clock in the morning like I did last week. And we're going to run a big eclipse watch at our head office in Dublin, but for people to see it themselves, two bits of paper with a pinhole punched in one, white paper is best. Pick up the sunlight streaming through that piece of paper, and you'll see a little circular image of the sun, and over half the sun will be covered by the moon in the middle of the eclipse, around the 11 o'clock mark on Saturday morning, the 29th. Mm-hmm. And you'll see that with just a pinhole punch in a piece of paper. There are other techniques in the magazine as well for people to use.
People need to be really careful on with a solar eclipse. Yeah. There's no comparison between it and a lunar eclipse.
Absolutely, yeah. Even the full moon you can look at through binoculars and telescopes. It might dazzle you a bit, but there's no more harm than the daylight landscape that we're all looking at every day. But a solar eclipse is totally different. If you look at the sun with your eyes, you can damage your eyesight. Add in a pair of binoculars or telescope, you can be blinded before you can blink, so be extremely careful. Follow the technique in the magazine. There are also eclipse glasses you can get that are EU certified to block all but 100,000th of the sunlight, put all of the infrared and all of the ultraviolet, which is very important. Make sure they have the CE, the European Union safety stamp, on them. The ones you can get from Astronomy Ireland have that, of course. Astronomy.ie is the website we'll give out at the end if you haven't got yours yet, and hang on to them for future eclipses. There's another, I think, one next year, two or three in 2027, another couple in 2028, one more in 2029. So there's lots more eclipses of the moon and the sun to come. So hang on to your eclipse shades. Get to our Dublin watch if you can, but just be careful. And especially if you're trying the technique of projecting it through any kind of optical instrument, children should be very strongly supervised. We've run sun shows before, and they run up to the eye end of a telescope like a magnet, like moths drawn to a flame. And if they get near that, that can be very bad for their eyesight. So really one for adults, and any children should be supervised the whole 2 hours of the eclipse.
And we will be back again next week and on this, so we will remind listeners
you.
Again for coming Absolutely. Up to, because it'll be coming up that weekend after that. So we will remind you, because it is very important, as David says. It is seriously damaging to your health if you don't obey the simple rules around solar eclipse. No, okay. Now, Venus has been a prominent feature in our evening skies, but it's now disappearing. Can you explain, David, why this is happening and when we might see it again?
Yeah, I was just out a few minutes ago before the show began looking at Venus. I can pick it up in daylight now. About sunset, you should be able to see it if you've been watching it, but it's very low now. And the reason is it's coming in between us and the sun. So Venus goes around the sun every 8 months. So it overtakes us, if you like, on the inside track. It's going to be closest this weekend, the 22nd, 23rd, is the very closest. It won't pass in front of the sun, it'll go a bit above it, so we don't get what's called a transit. They're very rare. But it'll mean it'll be buried in the twilight. So if you've nowhere to see Venus, next night or two, you might just glimpse it if you have a clear horizon in strong twilight. But it's going to be nothing like it was for the last 3 months, blazing high in the west, week after week. I think people took it for granted. And if you had a pair of binoculars, you hold them steady, you can actually see the crescent on Venus. And because it's sitting directly above the sun, once the sun sets and you look at Venus, it looks like a little boat. It's horizontal. It's not like the crescents of the moon where the horns are sort of pointing upwards. It's actually pointing horizontal, which is another very unusual feature to see. And I haven't managed to get some pictures of it. We're putting those in the magazine through a telescope up close of what this hyper-thin crescent of Venus looks like over the last few days. So a very rare sight. It will be back in a year and a half in evening skies, but it will be very low down then. We've been spoiled the last 3 months.
Now, David, you mentioned on a program here before about the equinox being the start of spring, and that you mentioned that it's the official start of spring and not March the 1st or February the 1st, whenever we... Can you explain to our listeners the astronomical significance of the equinox and why it's the true marker of the seasons?
Yeah, I mean, this is a thing that only really exists in Ireland, but to a certain extent Britain. In Ireland, we have St. Bridget's Day, and a lot of people think February the 1st is the start of spring. It is not, and it never was. Even if the flowers are coming out then, that's just the end of winter. The seasons are an astronomical event. They're caused by the tilt of the Earth's axis, and it was defined a long time ago that the start of spring is when the equinox happens on the way to the summer solstice. So this year, that's actually the 20th of March. It's usually the 21st. We have it down to the nearest minute, 2 minutes past nine in the morning on the 20th of March, so in the next few days. And that's when the seasons begin. We have seasons on Mars. And if we put colonies on Mars, you know, their seasons will be defined by their equinoxes and solstices as well. And the idea that the meteorological bodies have that, you know, they work on human calendars, March, April, May, etc., and they go for arbitrarily the 1st of March, because March is when the weather changes a little bit. But that's because it contains the equinox. And they're all scientists, and they should be sticking with teaching people about the Earth's orbit around the sun. There is now this meteorological definition of spring. You know, there can be any arbitrary definition you want. The human calendar, we could talk about it for hours, is an incredible how we have arrived at it today. It started thousands of years ago, and they counted the number of days in the year. The Irish did that first 5,000 years ago. Then we broke it up into 12 moons, because there's 12 full moons in most years. And then people like the Romans started stealing days out of 1 month. Augustus did this. He took one out of February and gave it to August, named after him, obviously. And all this kind of shenanigans that's been going on means the human calendar is totally arbitrary and should be completely ignored for weather and astronomical purposes. Mm-hmm. So if you look around the world, especially the Americans, they all define the seasons with the equinoxes and the solstices, and we should go back to that and stop misteaching our children. It's fake news, and it should be stopped.
Now, there you have it. There you have it. You heard it first here on Community Radio Kilkenny City. Thanks indeed for that, David. Now, finally, David, it only costs €1 for the Astronomy Ireland magazine. €1 a week, that's all it costs. But tell people, helps people stay informed, what can readers expect I'll go a different way. How does Astronomy Ireland help people stay informed and engaged with celestial events?
Well, we've two methods for paid up members of the club. Like I say, it only costs €1 a week, very cheap hobby. And we'll email everybody every Wednesday, so there's an email going out tomorrow morning with reminders and updates of things that are happening. And every month, a paper magazine will drop through your letterbox. But because this eclipse is so important on March 29th, I mean, we've had other eclipses over the rest of this decade, but they haven't been as deep as this one. So what happens is when you sign up for the magazine, the article about the eclipse is immediately emailed to you instantly. So you could sign up on the morning and still have the article, but don't leave it that late. And then the paper magazine drops through your letterbox. And through that, we'll tell you what's coming up in the sky that can be predicted. Eclipses, meteor showers, planets near the moon, loads of things to see with the naked eye. Great things for the whole family. Then there's all the Irish news, what people have been seeing, all those pictures of the eclipse, for instance. Sometimes just with the naked eye, sometimes just with a camera phone. There are one or two experts in the club, but really, Astronomy Ireland is for people who are just beginning, especially families and kids. And then all the news from around the world of all the latest discoveries, often with an Irish angle. There can be Irish researchers involved.
Okay, we're going to leave it there.
Projects as well.
Okay, David Moore, editor of Astronomy Ireland, thank you as always for joining us on Kilkenny Today. Thank you indeed. And we'll be back. We'll have David back here again.
Astronomy.ie is the website to join.
There you go. Thanks a million, David.
Astronomy.ie.
Yeah, and looking forward to talking to you next week. Okay, stay tuned for Offside Soccer with the gang. They'll be in and talking about all national, local, and cross-water. All of that is all coming up after this. So take care, and I'll talk to you again on Friday. Take care. Bye-bye.
It's 6 o'clock on Community Radio Kilkenny City 88.7 FM.